Hi, hi, I'm Siobhan Sarna. I am the founder of SIBO SOS and the founder of Chronic Condition Rescue. That's my book back there. If you want to know about SIBO, Healing SIBO, grab it. Awesome. $20 spent on getting to the root of the matter. Now, half of you are also getting this streamed into our Facebook group, the SIBO SOS community. Shout out to you all. Thanks for being here. The rest of you are here in Zoom. Welcome. Stephen Wright is my very special guest as we get to it. Now, Stephen and I have known each other for a long time. He was one of my first coaches when I was like, Stephen, I've working with Allison Seebecker, Dr. Seebecker, and I've got to shout it from the mountaintops. What's going on with SIBO? How do I do it? And Stephen and his team were really critically important in helping me with my first summit back in the day. Fast forward, we're still tight friends, and I still turn to Stephen for so much information when it comes to cutting edge science and breakthroughs in medicine that are globally influenced by his research. As you know, he's also the founder of The Healthy Gut, the supplement company, as well as an educational company that is the supplement company he never wanted to create. Like he told me years ago, I don't want to do this, but I think I one day will have to because I can't find what I need on the marketplace. And lo and behold, here he is. He's been doing that. Thank goodness. My favorite digestive enzymes and on and on. And that's true for so many of you. Now, he has created a course on leaky gut, which is scientifically profound and breakthrough. We're going to talk about a lot of things today. For those of you who are interested in the course, we do have a special for you. And for those of you who are like, not right now, that's totally cool. You'll definitely get a lot of information out of this educational session. And so with that being said, hello, Stephen Wright, engineer by trade, gut health specialist by passion. How's that?
That's great. Hey, Siobhan, thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. My pleasure. So I was doing the math and I figured it out. It's millions of people that you've helped learn about their gut, and specifically back in the day, because you really were one of the original online educators about these topics, leaky gut. So I'm very excited. What's been going on? Because I know you've been like on the edge of your seat, just like I was about SIBO. You're like, hey, new information about leaky gut. I got to get it to the people. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, that's the exciting news. And I think the most important news is the original stuff that we learned about leaky gut that was revolutionary 10 years ago is just part of the story. And so we did our best over the last 5-10 years, and everybody else out there is doing their best with what they knew to do. And what I've since realized is that in the last 3 years, there's been an avalanche of new scientific research into the microbiome, which you all have heard about a lot, but also into leaky gut and how it's sort of now revealed that what we knew back then is only a part of the story, about 1/5 actually of the story. And it sort of explains in a lot of ways why I personally had such a hard time reintroducing foods, why I personally struggled in clinic with certain types of people to get them better. I think it also explains why a lot of leaky gut tests are interesting data points, but they don't actually necessarily correlate with symptoms. And so, and I think it also finally starts to explain how come everybody's got a gut healing diet and how come we should be afraid of every type of food out there now for some reason. And yet we all know someone who's getting well or has gotten well who didn't apply those rules. And so that's what I want to talk about today. And I want to talk about like this exciting new stuff. I want to talk about some things that hopefully will shift your paradigm if you're open to it. If you're not, that's totally fine. I get it. This is going to, you know, maybe ruffle some feathers for sure. But that's what I do. I'm always at the leading edge of it. That is who I am. And that's what I've been over the last 15 years in gut health. And I'm here to do it again. But I'm really excited because with this new information, with this new possibility, I think we can like relax a little bit into easier healing, faster healing, and less nervous system aggression towards food and thinking that we can figure this out there. And I think hopefully that will open up more possibilities in just regular life and moving on.
Yeah. less panic is less anxiety.
Fear. Yeah, it's fear. Yeah,
it's a lot of fear. A lot of fear. I totally get that. So, outdated, the rate at which the information is flying these days is real. It's breathtaking, a little bit anxiety causing because I'm like, I can't keep up, but that's why I love having you here, Stephen, because you're doing it for me. And I appreciate that in this area for sure. So today we wanted to talk about how to bulletproof your gut. And one of the ways is to make sure that you are, you know, addressing intestinal permeability. So what are some surprising things that like keep people's guts from actually healing, Stephen, that you sort of discovered in this new barrage of information you've been sorting through?
That sort of keep people's guts from healing?
Yeah. What do you think is a barrier?
I think some of the barriers to healing leaky gut that is currently very conventional, as in it's, you know, it's conventional in the alternative world at the moment, is that you need to be on a specific diet. I don't actually believe that matters. If you have an anaphylaxis to something, or if you eat something, you have immediate diarrhea, then hey, you know, use your head, don't do that. But if it's confusing for you and you're, first you started on autoimmune paleo, or, you know, first you went paleo, which is gluten-free and dairy-free and probably starch-free. And then you're like, oh no, I got to get rid of these nightshades. And then I got to get rid of these oxalates and then these salicylates and then these lectins. And then like, it can be maddening. And that extra stress, it drives up your glucocorticoid system and the release of cortisol. And that destroys mucosal pathways, which is part of leaky gut. The tight junctions of our gut, which are the little rubber bands that keep our gut cells together, they're protected by a lot of things. They're not supposed to be the keepers of the gut. I mean, I think that's the other thing. Yes, everyone's focused on tight junctions. So now we're on two things, but I will try not to tangent too much. So bring you back to the tight junctions. But the first thing is that everybody knows at this point, extra stress causes more health-related issues, but we're all like, what do I do about that? Yeah, thanks for that one, dude. That's what I used to think. And I think it's, when you're in it, it's still true. And so what I'm hoping for people to understand is that the food that we eat matters, and it doesn't matter, because what matters is, do you have the enzymes to break it down? That's the simple truth. That's why you have carnivores who are, you know, shredded and beautiful, and you have vegans who are shredded and beautiful, and you have low FODMAPs who are great and healthy, and you have low salicylates, and you have, how can every single one of these diets work? Well, it's because it all comes down to the actual digestion of the food, not the food itself. They do share the commonality of real food. So I'm definitely saying, you know, if you want this to work, you can't just go eat processed food. You can't even eat processed paleo food. You do have to try a little bit. But yeah, this over aggression on food and this fear-based dieting, number one, is not going to fix your gut. And number two, I think is the wrong focus. And I hope that's relieving.
It is relieving. And this is what I say that about microbiome all the time. So, and this is what we're talking about, the digestion, right? The enzymes, the microbiome. You throw something, let's say you have a swamp, that's a big old microbiome with enzymes in it, right? You throw some leaves into it, and then you throw some grass cuttings, and then you throw a stick into it. That can all get degraded, absorbed, digested by that swamp, let's say, because it has the right enzymes and microbiota. So I love that you're saying this, because it does explain why, you know, everyone has their own unique snowflake microbiome, I like to say, and snowflake of their enzyme profile as well. So this is really, really important. I think a huge relief for all of us to understand. And I hope, is anyone feeling like that's an aha moment for you? If so, pop that into the chat, just A-H-A, aha. And if you've been on Stephen's Holozyme, a lot of you have probably experienced an improvement of that digestion. And yeah, Kendra, awesome. It's, I mean, they're, guys, these are life changers. I don't know if this is your new label or your old label. I just keep reusing the same bottle and refilling it right by my desk and by my bed and at the kitchen table. Anywhere I eat, I have a bottle of it, but living room too, because I'm not really good about, you know, taking like, oh, at 3 o'clock and 8 o'clock, I'll take these. It's more about location to location for me in the house. Anyway.
So let's say that Let's say you're like, I don't want to try your holozyme. I don't want any more enzymes. I want to hold on to my diet that I figured out or this new FODMAP plan I'm on or whatever. Here's what I would say. If you want the diet that's easiest for your gut to break down with the least amount of enzymes, so you think you might have a enzyme related issue because you have gut related issues, you have leaky gut, you have food sensitivities, you know, if you do, then in my world, that's a yes for having these issues. Try just 4 weeks of whatever you want inside of cooked meats, cooked fruits, and cooked vegetables. And then you can add all the spices and herbs you want. So create whatever, ask an AI program for a meal plan, you know, find something on the web. But the least amount of enzymes are needed when you already pre-chew it and pre-cook it, basically. So if you want to take it to the next level, you could blenderize it, but nobody wants to do that. So just cook your food, meats, fruits, and vegetables, even for 2 weeks. And, but don't, you know, don't try the other stuff like the, I have to have it this, I have to have it this, I have to have this. Again, there will be 1% of you where it does matter. You will immediately have diarrhea. You'll immediately have hives. You'll immediately have, you know, brain fog and a headache so bad you have to go lay down. Like, you're in a different category. You're part of the 1 or 2%, unfortunately, that are the real tough cases. But for the most of people, they can just try that or stay on whatever diet they're eating and add more enzymes from whatever company you want.
I suggest holozymes because I'm a huge fan because they made such a difference for me. And for those of you who have never tried them, Clarissa is behind the scenes with me today and she'll pop a coupon in there for you so you guys can try it at a discount. But then also, Clarissa, because I know someone just let me know in the direct messaging that they have to go. It was just a quick visit. I want to get back to the tight junction, Stephen, but I also want to put the information about your leaky gut mini course with the coupon that is just for us. So if you could pop that into the chat also, Clarissa, I'd really appreciate it. It's $100 off, by the way, and the Stephen writes leaky gut 2.0 mini course and the coupon code is Siobhan100. Yes, I read all that. Okay. I'm going to show this to you very quickly, and then we will get Stephen's take on this on the tight junctions again. Look at you, Stephen. Here we go. This is what, when you click the link, this is what it looks like. He's talking to you passionately. I love it. And then July 15th at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. So Stephen, does someone have to be there right at that time? Is it pre-recorded? Nope. And they can go at their own pace? How does this work?
Yeah, it's pre-recorded. We're going to have a Q&A session. You can pre-submit your questions. They'll be upvoted. So not everybody's going to get their questions answered because there's almost 1,000 people that are going to be there. But the biggest takeaway here that I can't share today is that we are going to have a base level new leaky gut protocol where whatever you're doing right now, you can keep eating whatever you want to eat. You can do whatever else you want to do, but we're going to eliminate the diet component through the use of supplements. And then we're going to teach you how to modify that protocol based on whatever you have. If you have extra SIBO, if you have extra bloating, if you have extra constipation, we're going to teach you about that. And then we're going to go through the research on the five layers here, which is, this is the big thing that has popped up in the last 3 years is it, 1.0 was all about these tight junctions, you know, the LPS and the mm-hmm. bad things, the toxins go through your gut and then they end up in your body. And then that causes localized inflammation that spreads through cytokines and other messenger systems systemically. And then whatever your genetics and epigenetics are, you might have heart disease that runs in your family. You might have asthma that runs in your family. You might have rheumatoid arthritis and joint pain that runs in your family, whatever runs in your family, whatever your weak link signature is, you will show expression of inflammation there. And so if you want to cut that inflammation off, if you want to stem those chronic diseases, then you want to make sure that the LPS and the toxins aren't going into the blood, creating the inflammation that spreads everywhere, which is fixing the gut, making it bulletproof. And so there's been all this focus on tight junctions for the last 10 years. And tight junctions just happen to be one part of the five layers. And that's really exciting, actually, because if you've been doing a lot of what's been taught over the last 5 to 10 years, you've improved your gut, you've made progress, you're better than you were, and you probably maybe frustrated or confused because you haven't quite gotten there. And I get that. But now we have a new blueprint, a new way to work a gut back from that place. Like someone said, they'd been on low FODMAPs for 4 years. They can't reintroduce foods. So that's a, you know, you don't want to get there. That's what happens when you elimination diet for too long and we can't figure this out. And so with the new science, we can take whatever you're doing and we might pause it for a little while and then bring it back after you do some other foundational healing, but it's all going to finally make sense with what's been going on in the industry.
So I just wanted to show y'all one more thing here that just hit me really, really beautifully on this page where we're talking about the course. It's only $97 with that coupon, which I think is like a fantastic price. You get protocols. So you'll get the step-by-step protocols and learn how to use them for your specific case to finally get rid of nagging health complaints you've battled for years. So if you want to attend the live Q&A on the 15th at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern time, great. If you can't make it, don't worry, you'll get the recording. But Stephen, how many, it's a 60-day leaky gut protocol. So you've got master classes within this mini course. You get the warm-up series. What, tell us exactly what you get, and then we'll get back to some questions.
Yeah, so I'm going to teach this mini course. It's going to be around 90 minutes. It might go a little longer. I haven't quite timed it perfectly yet, but it's going to be, I'm going to over-deliver for sure.
Always.
What you're going to have is the latest science that no one else is talking about on any summit anywhere, about all these five layers of leaky gut and how they work together. From there, we'll transition into what protocols will work for each of the five layers. And then you could choose if you want to use healthy gut products or not. We'll give you a bonus discount that will be so much that you'll end up with the course for free off of that leaky gut bundle. But we'll also teach you about what happens if you have constipation or histamine or whatever. And then where do you slot back in your mega spore biotic or your mega prebiotic? And so we're going to teach you, if you have these issues, this is what you should be doing. And then here's how to modify it if it's not working. And then if you're having these extra side effects, here's where to look next. You know, go out and get a immunoglobulins powder, for instance, if you're having, you know, ongoing diarrhea or, you know, whatever, use DAO if you have histamine, things like that.
Okay. Well, that sounds fantastic, Stephen. Really, for those of you who are like seekers, obviously that's why you're here. You know, this is that one thing that you perhaps have been missing. And since no one else is talking about it, Stephen is truly, literally the first person I've heard and the only person I've heard talk about these different layers and this research about intestinal permeability. So I am very happy and proud to be able to share this with you, with my beloved community, that I want you all to be well so much that I'm working day and night on all these projects to get the word out. So I think it's a fantastic opportunity. I highly recommend his work. I've learned so much from him. So have millions of other people. This is brand new. It is an action plan that I think can be customized based on what he's talking about. And I just think it's a great opportunity. Okay. So with that being said, Clarissa has popped the information in there. She'll do it again. And I wanted to say from Lucy a question. How do you know how good your digestive enzymes are? Great question, Lucy. These are all great questions.
I mean, if you're using Holozyme, I think it's the best on the market, but perchance you're not, which is totally okay. I would say that Digest Gold ATP Pro, not your other, they have some basic ones that aren't as good. Thorn Dipan 9, these are all like top end enzymes. So you can, you know, trust those ones. I think their Pure also makes a really high end digestive enzyme as well. And so I would stay with those reputable brands. Typically, what you'll see on the back of the bottle is you'll see a bunch of enzymes listed with some strengths per enzyme. You want to see that. You want to see some minerals of some type. Obviously, we have our patented activation, so people can't copy the amount of minerals, and you'll see ours, you know, that's typically why ours works a little better. But beyond that, do your symptoms go away?
Yeah, that I think that was actually the question, although it's good to hear about those other brands too, is how can I tell if my digestive system has enough enzymes in it?
I mean, can you eat whatever you want? Can you, you know, like, can you be exposed to gluten and not completely, your body completely freak out? you know, are you down like certain classes of foods? You know, if you are, then there's something potentially going wrong with your enzymes. If you're having bloating, constipation, diarrhea, then and acid reflux, then probably for sure. The best way to test whatever brand you have in house tomorrow, the next few days, try double or triple the dose. So go double first and then triple. So if you're taking 2 per meal right now, try 4 per meal tomorrow, and then try 6 per meal on a day or two from now, and just see what happens. Just notice, can you eat the same meal and have less upset? That's how you know if the enzyme's working, basically.
Okay. By the way, Petunia says hello.
Hey, hello, Petunia.
My little star. Hello, everybody. Okay. Stephen, Maria is asking, is it a one-time course to, or do you have, how much time access do we have to the course? Here you go, babe.
I mean, you'll have access for, I mean, as long as the course is up, you know, until something breaks, but you know, I would assume a multiple year access.
Yeah. Okay.
The downloadable protocol, so you can save it all to your computer.
Okay, cool. Let's see. Are holozymes from animals, kosher or halal?
Holozymes are not. They're not fully kosher and halal certified, meaning that I haven't gone through every single ingredient and gotten the certification on every single ingredient. They are vegan and vegetarian.
Okay. Brett, hey Brett, how you doing? Can I treat SIBO and leaky gut at the same time?
100%. In fact, I would argue that you'll never get through the SIBO completely because of the localized damage it's done to your gut. So I guess here's what we'll talk about in the course, and I don't want to like totally give it all away here because then you'll ask like 1,000 questions and I can't answer them, and it gets really complex, and I don't have pictures and all kinds of things. But the reason why the tight junctions are the wrong thing to focus on is because they're one of the last lines of defense. And the best way to think about your gut is actually like a castle. Okay. So think back to Castle Land. Like if you're into Lord of the Rings, great. If you're not, just remember a book you read as a kid. In a castle, you have multiple layers of defense. You have like a moat, like the water, remember, you got to swim across, or there's some sort of like sticks and stuff that you don't want to go. Then they have a drawbridge. They can be like, oh no, bad guys are coming. You know, pull the drawbridge up. Typically there's some high walls protecting the castle. Sometimes there's a set of archers or something. And then maybe if you're lucky, you got a dragon. So there's multiple lines of defense for a castle. The same thing is true for your gut. And the zonulin layer is like the high walls. Like there should be, you know, there should be like a moat and a drawbridge and maybe some archers ahead of the tight junctions to protect them, because frankly, they're just little walls and they can get messed up if exposed to a bad thing. They can get messed up pretty easily. And so rebuilding a bulletproof gut, like a gut that can handle an accidental introduction of dairy, an accidental introduction of gluten, it can handle FODMAPs without real issue. It can handle fructose and can handle salicylates and oxalates and lectins and so many of them, all of them, most of them. If it comes from a fruit and a vegetable and it's organic, it can handle that, basically. That is a bulletproof gut. That should be the norm. But, you know, we're in a different place at the moment, and I'm trying to work our way back there. And one of the ways to work our way back there is remember that the gut is built in layers, and we have to rebuild each layer because they all add up to a non-reactive, bulletproof gut that can just handle life.
Right. You're so practical in your approach and your bottom line and your results. It's like, we just want you to live, right? We don't want this to be a second part-time job for you. We want this, Stephen and I are so on the same page with all of this. We want you to get that place of homeostasis where this is not an issue for you anymore, these gut issues. This is just, maybe you take some enzymes other people don't take, you know, you do a few things other people don't do, but you are back in the swing of things and you're not preoccupied and becoming hypervigilant about this understandable preoccupation and something that really does feel like it's worthy of hypervigilance, because I've certainly been there, and it, you know, you feel like your life is ruined, right?
Yeah, same here.
We're trying to bring you back into this adjusted homeostasis so that you know what to do for you, and you're ultimately healed as much as possible, and using tools that can help you be well and have it not be this like constant drain, which he and I have both experienced as well. Shari is saying, are Holozymes gluten-free for celiacs?
Yes.
I have severe pancreatic insufficiency. Davey is saying, will Steven's protocol help me?
I mean, if you already know you have severe pancreatic insufficiency, you're probably on Creon or something similar. You might need to take less of Creon and some of Holozymes to get the full coverage, because Creon is just pancreatic enzymes. There's not brush border and microbiome based enzymes. Holozyme is pancreatic, brush border, and microbiome. But because we have all three, we can't just load an entire capsule full of pancreatic enzymes. So it's probably a both and, as far as being able to tolerate more foods.
Okay. And if you have any questions, please put them in the Q&A box, not the chat. So Shari's continuation of the question is, what's the difference between Holozymes and a prescriptive digestive enzyme like Creon?
I just explained it.
Okay, thank you. I was reading while you were talking. Thank you. And Kimberly saying, it sounds like we don't need enzymes if we are not having symptoms. How can an enzyme keep you from reacting to gluten if you have sensitivity to wheat?
So there are certain proteases that break down gluten. Gluten is a protein. All proteins are degradable by proteases. And so there are specific protein proteases, enzymes that can break it down. So number one, you could be taking a product like that when you are worried about being exposed. Or number two, your gut could be so healthy, meaning you're not having a parasite or a SIBO or something, you're having good motility, you're pooping every day, you have a really healthy microbiome, everything's kind of working in there, that when you get gluten, you're like, oh, I went from a 4 to a 5, or I went from a 3 to a 4, or a 4 to a 3. And you're like, oh, guess it doesn't matter that much. That's where I want people at when it comes to a gluten exposure.
So you're not saying that it's going to cure celiac. What you're saying is it's going to help people address
gluten. For celiacs, I'm not calling the book written on them. I don't believe that that's true. But I don't have a solution for quote unquote celiacs to eat gluten at this point. And I don't believe anybody else does, but we're on our way.
Cool. I love that. Okay. Okay. Let's see. How do you know if hi Diana, how do we know if we're experiencing histamines?
So some people, I think it's best to think of histamine like a hormone. If you don't have any histamine, you'll die. If you have too much histamine, you'll die. If you don't have any estrogen, that's what menopause is. You're dying. If you have too much estrogen, typically, other bad things happen. Same with testosterone. Too much testosterone, bad things happen. Too little testosterone, you don't want to do anything. So we want the right amount of histamine. It's super important for even making stomach acid. So we don't want to depress histamine and make it bad. But some people's mast cells react aggressively to all foods coming in because they've lost their layers of defense. Other people they have a genetic weak link where they do not make enough DAO, which is the enzyme that breaks down histamine after it's been released. And so you could have either symptom or either condition or both happening at the same time. But basically you would eat a food and then you might get like super flushing in the face. You could get tachycardia. You could get really foggy in the head, brain fog. A lot of histamine related stuff is kind of more uppity, meaning like rashes, heart racing, tachycardia. But there's, you can just Google like, high histamine symptoms and you'll get an extra list that probably will list every symptom in the world. The majority of them are surrounded around that sort of like hives, rashes. Think about the cases when you need to take a Benadryl or an EpiPen. Both of those cases is the same reaction to a bigger scale, right? A life-threatening scale.
Okay.
Swelling.
Right. If you have a red face, I just caught something else that I'm not supposed to be looking at the chat, but that could be rosacea, but that also could be histamines. I remember my husband and I had breakfast with Tom O'Brien, the beloved gluten guy, Dr. Tom O'Brien. And, I just brought David along with me. It wasn't like we were having a consult with Dr. O'Brien or anything. He was just happened to be in Florida near where I lived. I was like, hey, we're right here. Come on over. We'll take you out for breakfast. He was there for a conference and he looked at David at some point in the breakfast and he was like, you know, you probably have a histamine issue because you're really red. And David and I were like, huh? It was the first time that anyone had like ever like said anything to us about it. And that was like my introduction to histamines. And as a result, David like got on all this stuff to fix up his histamines. He's not red anymore. So that's really cool.
Yeah. So, also sneezing, allergies. These are all high histamine release.
Exactly. How do you know when you can stop taking Holozyme? And then Sherry, we're going to, I'm wrapping up the questions here. So I just wanted to get that in there. Is it like a probiotic where you, as you get older, your digestive enzymes diminish. And so you need to constantly be supporting them. Just like eating dirt on the potato would constantly be supporting your microbiome if you're a hunter and gatherer.
Yeah. Look, the truth is that if you're, especially if you're over 65, your body's breaking down, it's slowing down, it's quitting. And so if you're over 65 and enzymes make you feel better, you might want to, you know, continue to play with your foods, but you also might want to consider that you'll be on them for a long time. So not everybody needs them forever. A lot of people come on our Holozymes and then go off of them once they get their body restarted, like top to bottom. Once it's kind of working better, once the bulletproof gut's back, I'm not saying you have to be on these products forever. In fact, I think you should be willing to stop them for a month or two, or not a month's a little aggressive, because you will know in like a week or two, you'd know in about 10 to 14 days if the enzyme product you're taking matters, right? Because you'll cycle through a couple different foods that you normally would eat. Like we all think we're pretty amazing and cool and we don't have patterns, but we're all pretty habitual with what we do, all of us, including me. So like we eat similar meals pretty often, but it's in a 10 to 20 day time frame. So as long as you cycle through about 14 days worth of food and you don't have a lot of issues, then maybe you don't need an enzyme based on all the healing and all the other work you've done.
Okay. So this one's going to be a little bit shorter than usual. Usually we go for the full hour with Stephen, but it's a little bit shorter. We are going to be sending out the replay. We don't transcribe these, by the way. So if you missed it, please watch the replay. And you can throw it into Otter, that app, if you wanted to have it transcribed for you. It does a decent job. So my question is, my comment is, if you are ready to take your learning and apply it to your thinking so you can really make wise decisions in the future. And I think you really need to understand, people with gut issues need to understand about how the lining, the five layers of the gut beyond the tight junctions work. And if you are interested in really learning from an expert, Stephen is the guy to learn from about this. It's a compact mini course. He's very smart. He's a wonderful communicator and adult educator. And it's $97 with $100 off with the coupon that we have for you. I really hope you'll take advantage of it. He's not yanking the access after a year. So once you realize a few more things, you can come back and, oh, wait, what did he say about this? You do get transcripts with it. I think it's a great opportunity. I'm really glad you did this, Stephen, because, you know, I've been bugging you for a while, not taking credit, but I'm just saying, hey, PowerPoints, I want to see a little more from you. Like, hey, I've got this summit coming up. Can you come in and talk about leaky gut? So I'm thrilled. This is the cutting edge and perhaps the missing information. So whether you've got, that inflammation, the histamines, constipation, diarrhea, food intolerances, all that stuff, guys, you need to make sure the lining of your intestines is well.
Let's stop saying that, because leaky gut's not about the lining anymore. Leaky gut's about the whole thing.
Thank you. See there. Thank you for correcting me on that. It's way beyond the lining. So, but I thought I'm thinking of it like a wedding cake, layers and layers upon the lining. That's how I was thinking of it.
You're not wrong in that. Yeah. Okay. I think that's and then there's a layer after the gut wall. There's the immune system, the gut. And the gut can get all triggered and pissed off, and you can repair the tight junctions. But if your gut is still pissed off from a year or 2 years or 10 years of, autoimmunity or food sensitivities or whatever, that has to be retrained as well. And so, yes, you're right with the layer cake. That's not a wrong analogy. I just want to be sensitive that maybe leaky gut's not the best way to say it, but I think of leaky gut as the solution to most of the rest of the issues. If you have a motility issue, using these new protocols to fix your leaky gut will fix the motility issues. It will fix the food sensitivity issues. If you have anaphylaxis, it won't fix that.
Yeah, right. It's not going to fix your celiac, guys. This is what I was going to also say was like, when your gums bleed, you've got a tissue issue, right? So, but there's something else. It's systemic of something beyond just like you nailed it with your toothbrush. This is your tissues. This is your entire, you know, your chemical as well as your mechanical and your, the whole thing. Please, if you're, I've always said this about me, if my intestines were on the outside of my body, they would be so pretty and pristine. This is what I want for you all. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean that it's in great shape. So whatever else you have going on, this is truly one of those root cause scenarios that can truly transform the rest of your condition of your being, your body, so that other things can fall into place. It's not simple, and yet we don't need to overcomplicate it. And Stephen's very good at that. Stephen, tell us again a little bit about your background and how your expertise has been honed for developing this course, if you would.
Yeah, and just so you know, there's a 30-day money back refund. And if you have extra questions, I know there's a lot of specific questions flowing in the chat. There's a cat too, but there's a chat too for the chat. Just email us at support@healthygut.com, and we will do our best to let you know if it's a good fit or not for you.
Great.
So I published, I believe, one of the first articles on leaky gut back in 2012, based on Alessio Fasano's work, based on Dr. Tom O'Brien's work. We dove deep into that. We wrote other articles that got a lot of traction. So we launched Solving Leaky Gut 1.0. Over 20,000 people bought that program. That program was $300. And in it, we kind of laid out the best protocol at the time in conjunction with Dr. Tom and a bunch of other experts. We had protocols based on whatever you were doing. They're very intensive. They're very expensive, probably about double the price of these newer protocols. And we taught it. We taught all about tight junctions. We taught all about zonulin and occludin and claudin and how those all work and how they unzip and zip. And people got somewhat better, but not everybody got 100% better. And I think we moved the needle for the time. I think a lot of people, you know, other people like Dr. Axe took my program, released their own program. Other people did it. Like there's, you know, now everybody's got a leaky gut program. That's great. That's fine. It was very important for the world to know about leaky gut, whomever they found out about it from. Unfortunately, the results of many of these programs was just like better, not best or bulletproof. And the reason why was we just didn't have the data yet. We didn't have what we've learned over the last 5 years, especially the last 3 years. We didn't learn about the extra layers. We didn't learn that zonulin, you can measure it in the blood, but if your mast cells and your histamine are still going crazy, they're still creating extra inflammation that's going to blow up your zonulin later. And so a snapshot in the time frame of your life with high zonulin or low zonulin isn't that impressive when it comes to someone who's having symptoms of food sensitivities, autoimmune related conditions. It's just, you know, you can save the $100. And the similar with the lactulose mannitol test. Again, a cool data point, no doubt. Very interesting data point. However, if you're having food sensitivities, if you can't handle most foods, if you're still, you know, struggling with bloating and constipation, like, does it really matter? It won't change the outcome of your life to know that answer, and it won't change the protocols. And so I think we got really excited about a lot of data. We got really excited about some testing we didn't have. It was the first time we've had this testing. And so after hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of data points, I think what we've learned is that your symptoms and your ability to be in your world, doing what you want to do, eating what you want to eat, moving on, not catching or contracting more SIBO or more parasites or whatever, that's the answer. That's what we're all searching for. And to do that, we have to reevaluate and look at this layer cake of the gut and address them layer by layer. Yeah, I pulled that back for you. And that's how we get there. And so that's my background. I formulated some products along the way, Holozyme being one, and the reviews came in so oddly different than what I anticipated. It forced me to go back into the literature and find out how could people be reporting this kind of stuff? And that's why I reread everything, because I was like, these things are working, but not the reason why I thought they were working. And so between the products that we built at Healthy Gut, plus my just continued desire to eat what I want, have a glass of wine, have some sugar, have some corn chips, do all the things that a lot of people say don't do. That's my desire. And I think that's basically what I've achieved at this point. And I want to share that with people.
So Beth is saying, loving this, looking forward to this new perspective. Maria just signed up. I think Davey just signed up. I know a lot of you other did too, but those are what's reporting back in the chat and the Q&A. Thank you. Al is saying his daughter has a lot of mucus, gas, and bouts of constipation, waiting for the most recent GI map results, but last showed zonulin not high. Would increasing Holozyme help? Do you think she still has leaky gut, in which is causing reaction to foods and mucus and immune reaction? Her histamines were high at points, retesting in a week. So what you just said, I think, addresses a lot of your question, Al. And I hope she's feeling better. I really do. And bless you for being here on her behalf. You're a good papa. But this is the thing. You have new information now. I don't want you to move forward with everything you're up to getting the same results. If this new information can unlock some doors for you to help you figure out the next step, there's no downside to healing intestinal permeability. There is no downside to it. It is all upside. All upside.
Yeah, everything that I'm going to cover in the course and the various protocols that are add-on will work no matter what phase you're in. And we have multiple health coaches on the team who are happy to address should you be part of the 1%, if it's a good fit for you in the first place, or if you have something, you know, because I know there's people watching this right now who may have like double loop, or they may have their colon removed, or they may have, some severe anemia, or like other things that are part of your health puzzle, but they're not like, I can't build a generic protocol. I can't take all the research and like tailor it just to you as a person. I have to build generic stuff and then teach you how to work with what's happening in your body so that you can be the CEO, but then ask us or ask your other doctors, like, what do we do with this new data point? It's not that food sensitivity testing is bad. It's not that leaky gut testing and zonulin is bad. It's just that that money could be repurposed to a faster solution. If the solution is, I would like to eat what I want, I would like to poop a great number 4 every day with a smile, and I would not like to pass so much gas that stinks or be bloated or some combo of those things, because those are not tests we need. We can keep a journal. I've done it. It's very apparent. And the crazy thing is, when your symptoms go away, pretty much you can run those tests again and the test will show that as well.
And then
severe leaky gut. Here's the last like nail in the coffin why I don't like the test. And severe leaky gut, and there are people on this call, I've seen them in the Q&A, who I almost can guarantee this is happening. Once your gut breaks down so far, it doesn't matter if you're eating chicken, chicken, cucumber, zucchini, and blueberries. That's your entire diet. Some people are like that. If we run a food sensitivity test, you will show that you're allergic to those things. Quote unquote, you're forming IgEs to those things. The reason is because your gut is so broken down that everything you're eating is just passing through and interacting with your immune system. And so that data isn't that helpful in that case, right? In fact, it would be much more helpful to be like, how do I tell my immune system that these are safe foods?
Right.
How do I break these foods down so they no longer look like the things that my body's breaking up with or attacking? So basically, how do I eat chicken, break it down with enzymes or HCL or something such that it no longer resembles the thing that my body hates right now?
Right. Go ahead.
And then last thing is like, how do you tell your immune system, wait, that's okay. That's okay. Like blueberries are good for us. Broccoli is good for us. And that's what I'm going to be covering.
I think that wraps it. Okay. A couple of last random questions. Can you adapt dosage of Holozymes for kids?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Start with a sprinkle.
Okay. Can you, D, when taking holozyme on an empty stomach, does it act like a proteolytic enzyme and would it help break Candida's biofilm?
It does act like a proteolytic enzyme. The pilot trials we ran were actually 2 on an empty stomach per day. It may support, you know, Candida biofilm breakup. I haven't studied that and I can't comment completely on that.
Okay. All right. Do you take holozyme before a meal?
So if you're like trying to be super dialed and you're like, I don't want to focus all my fear and concern and hypervigilance on food anymore, I want to focus on like perfect timing of supplementation, then take it right before your first bite. So it's sitting in your stomach, the food hits it and it starts working on your food right away. Personally, I'm a little healthier state. I'm also juggling a lot in my life. So I take all my pills at once at the end of the meal.
Okay, that works too. All right, this is it. We're going to wrap up. Thank you so much, Stephen. I'm so glad you created this. I'm going to take everybody right now. Clarissa, pop the link in if you would. Throw some love into the chat for Stephen, please. And I'm going to take everyone to that where that link is going to take you, which is right here. We're going to scroll to the top. There he is. Getting he's on the soapbox, people. Ah! All right. It's your chance. As Davey just said, he just signed up and he said that's $97. It's the price of a supplement, right? Or 2 or 3, depending on what you're getting. But you're right. So even if you get one new concept that moves you forward, ultimately, I personally feel like this is going to save you time, energy, and ultimately money. So I really hope you decide to go for this. You know, I'm very selective about what I bring to you. When Stephen told me he had a course, I was like, hello, yes, thank you. Yeah, okay, we're going to slot that in next time we talk. And that's happening now. And it's wrapping, you know, the offer and all that is wrapping up because that first, that live component of it is the is Saturday, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. You'll get the replay. Can you submit your questions in advance, Stephen, and then it'll be voted up?
Yep. We're doing pre-submission of questions and voted up, and we'll probably have a live component as well. It'll depend. The slide deck keeps growing because I keep getting afraid that I won't answer everybody's questions.
I can relate.
So we may have to schedule a Q&A at another place. I don't know yet. I've been wanting to teach on this for 2 years now, and now is the time to get it out there. And so again, it's to say like, hey, I think I've discovered, and I think the feedback from various people inside of our community and the people I've been testing this on and myself as well, I think I've discovered a way to really move healing forward in a faster way and an easier and a simpler way with less hypervigilance. And if you don't respond to these protocols, I can pretty much guarantee that you have a hormone issue or a nervous system issue. Like you can stop on the diet stuff and like just reclaim that time and be like, hey, I'm going to go to trauma therapy. Finally, I'm going to go to MDMA therapy. I'm going to go get bioidentical cyclic hormone replacement therapy. Like, because if you don't respond to this, I know for a fact it's coming from another area inside of your body is basically how confident I am at this point. And that could totally be true. We could do this. You could follow the whole protocol. You'll be feeling better, but you won't be at that complete bulletproof state. And the next step for you will be those other things that are not gut related.
This is the difference between me and Stephen. He's talking about bulletproof. I'm like, what cakes?
Well, hey, eating a wedding cake is bulletproof. It's going to a wedding this fall and being like, well, fuck it. It's not gluten-free.
I'm just going to eat it.
Yeah.
Well,
I hope you can swear on this thing. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Sorry, everybody. Petunia says, we love you. Thank you all for being here. Maria saying your customer service team are top notch, Stephen. So shout out to you and to my customer service team run by Clarissa. Thank you so much. And that's a wrap. Talk to you soon, Stephen. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Siobhan. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. We'll send the replay out so you can go back and re-listen. But most importantly, check out the link, see what he has to say, see what you get. This code is Siobhan100, and then you're getting $100 off the course. So for $97, you're getting the course and an opportunity to, I think, really move forward, which I'm super excited about for everyone. All right. Take care.
All right, thanks, everybody.
Thanks, all.